allow me to emphasize that the State of Food and Agriculture is FAO's premier flagship publication. It is one of the oldest global reports in the UN system. It has been in production since 1947. This year's report focuses on how investments in agriculture can contribute to a better future. Parts of the report have been prepared in close collaboration with IFPRI in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere. IFAD has provided crucial financial support and inputs to the report, and financial support has also been received from the government of Japan, which we would like to acknowledge. There is a close link, as the Director General has emphasized, between agricultural investments, agricultural output, and of course, hunger reduction. This graph shows average changes in farm capital per laborer or per unit of labor since 1990 for three groups of countries, according to their progress to MDG 1C, which is to halve the proportion of people suffering from hunger between 1990 and 2015. The 47 countries in green are on track to meet the targets. The 25 in yellow have made insufficient progress, and the 16 in brown have made no progress, and some have even regressed. The countries on target have all increased their capital labor ratios. The countries making insufficient progress have experienced a slight decline in their capital labor ratios. The countries making no progress have experienced significant declines. Who invests in agriculture? Although no set of internationally comparable data allows a comprehensive estimate of agricultural investments by the type of investor, as emphasized a moment ago, after looking at different data sets on different dimensions of investment in agriculture, it is clear that farmers are by far the largest investors in agriculture, as demonstrated by column one. Their investment is more than four times that of public investment in columns two and three. In spite of much attention to ODA as well as FDI, foreign direct investment, these sources of investment, as represented by the last two columns, which you can hardly see, are dwarfed by farmers' investments. The implication is very clear. Farmers must be central to any strategy for increasing agricultural investment. Investment by farmers are crucial to raise productivity as well as incomes. This figure shows a very strong correlation between the capital labor ratio in agriculture and agricultural GDP per worker. Broadly speaking, low-income countries have low levels of agricultural capital per worker and correspondingly low levels of output per worker. For countries with low levels of productivity, increasing agricultural productivity involves increasing capital labor ratios by investing in agriculture. However, investments are too low in some regions, especially those which need them most. This graph shows the average annual increase in capital stock per laborer for different regions since 1980. In sub-Saharan Africa, the capital labor ratio has been declining. Agricultural capital grew at an average annual rate of 1.5%, but the number of people employed in agriculture increased even more. A similar picture emerges for South Asia. These regions have a high incidence of hunger. Boosting agricultural productivity is therefore crucial for accelerating hunger reduction. Countries with low initial levels of capital stock per laborer have tended to see them decline further. In all too many countries, farmers have not invested enough. Why? A favorable investment climate is indispensable, but not always enough. This figure presents the shares of smallholders, large landholders, and the landless in rural populations for selected countries. In all of them, smallholders exceed 60% of the rural population. They often face particularly severe constraints to save and invest. The constraints are generally even more severe for women farmers. Smallholders need special attention to overcome these constraints. They need better access to markets, financial services, rural infrastructure, as well as public services. But there's no simple one-size-fits-all solution. However, strengthening producer organizations can help achieve economies of scale in accessing markets as well as in managing risks. Supportive institutions may also help them, may help smallholders to build and retain assets. There's also growing attention to large-scale agricultural investments. But, as emphasized earlier, the magnitude is relatively small at the global level. But the impact can be significant at the local as well as at the national level. They offer opportunities, but also risks, as emphasized by the Director General. The rights and interests of local populations must be respected. An important policy challenge is to identify more inclusive partnership models that also, that allow local populations to benefit more and to invest in their own productive activities. Government investments in agriculture are smaller in magnitude than those by farmers. However, they are important and can be crucial. Public investments in public goods complement private investments. They are essential for creating an enabling environment for farm investments. Some government expenditures are better than others in enhancing agricultural growth, productivity, as well as poverty alleviation. Investments in key public goods, such as agricultural research, rural roads, and education, have a very high impact in terms of agricultural growth as well as poverty reduction. Agricultural R&D investment has been found to be to have consistently high returns in all contexts. Over time, governments have been spending a declining share of their budgets on agriculture, unfortunately, as shown by the graph for different regions. Often, the decline has been even sharper than the decline of the share of agriculture in overall output or GDP. I would like to reiterate the messages which the Director General has emphasized. Investing in agriculture is effective for reducing both poverty as well as hunger. Farmers, as the biggest and most important investors in agriculture, must be central to all agricultural investment strategies. They need a favorable environment for agricultural investments. But for many small farmers, that is not enough. Governments must also help them overcome barriers to investment and also help to ensure that large investments are socially beneficial. Governments must invest in public goods with high social returns.